Marriage is supposed to be, well, wonderful, passionate, the closest human relationship possible. And yet, sadly, so many marriages are purely transactional. Don't you think it's sad when you see a couple out at a restaurant or a cafe and they're barely talking? They look bored with each other. Hang on, that's not what God intended. Marriage is meant to be the most beautiful of all human relationships. Husbands, your heart is meant to overflow with love for your wife. Wives, your heart should be fit to burst because it can't contain the love that you have for your husband. Remember that. So if you're married and you want that passion back in your marriage, then we need to talk. A man by the name of Dr. David Clark, a marriage counsellor of over two decades, has written a brilliant book about having a passionate marriage. It's called Kiss Me Like You Mean It. And in it, he makes the point, based on his years of experience, that you can always tell when the passion has gone out of a marriage. The key symptom, the key indicator, is that the kissing becomes transactional. That perfunctory peck before one or both of you head off to work. That stretching lips kiss, trying not to get your bodies too close together. The sound effect kiss when you're on the other side of the room to one another and you just blow a kiss. People are amazed that God is actually interested in the passion in their marriage. Really? Sure he is. Absolutely he is. Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2. Cover me with kisses, for your love is better than wine. That book, the Song of Songs, is a book about the passionate love between a man and a woman. Imagine, God put that book in the Bible. Why? Because he means for the love between a husband and a wife to be passionate, filled with joy. Cover me with kisses. That's in the Bible. And it was God's choice to put it there. So listen up. Listen very carefully. Husbands, has the passion gone out of your marriage? Then kiss her like you mean it. Wives, has the passion gone out of your marriage? Then kiss him like you mean it. You'll be amazed. And that, surprising though it may be, is God's word, fresh for you today.